You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers.
I'm excited about today's episode for two reasons. Number one, I love markets. I love markets that feature makers and local artisans. You know, we work with Goodstock on Stockton Flavor Fest, and they produced the Stock Market, which was a community favorite for many years. And it just ran its course, but now they do a lot of great things, and especially with us. We couldn't live without them for Flavor Fest. So I love that part of it. But I also love what Parents by Choice does, just in general. And I do love their coffee shop, and I like their coffee a lot. Actually, I'm looking forward to, not looking forward to, because by the time this comes out, it'll be done. But Feast of the Fox, every time we do that, that's where I get my coffee. But anytime I got to go to City Hall to pick up a check or do something over there on Main Street, I stop and get coffee. So I don't know. I don't know if it's the brand of coffee they use, but I like their coffee.
Plaza Perks.
Yeah, Plaza Perks. And first of all, their large coffee is big, which I also like. So I don't know, something about it. And actually, if you've never been there to Plaza Perks, also a great place for a grab-and-go salad.
Super good grab-and-go snack. Actually, I've had some cooked things from there, too, and they were really good. And we have a really awesome video on our YouTube channel about Plaza Perks and Parents by Choice. So if anyone's interested in learning a little bit about that program, it is there.
Awesome. I agree. Program. That Anyways, is a great video. Yeah.
It's a great video. So as we alluded to, we have two guests today. We are very excited. So first up is Stephanie Iacino. She is with Parents by Choice, and Rochelle Brown of Makers Made. They are two companies that partnered together in 2022, and they started the Main Street Market in downtown Stockton. So thank you, gals, for being with us today. And before we get too deep in the episode, Stephanie, why don't you start? Can you tell us a little bit about your Stockton story?
All right. So I was born in San Jose and came to Stockton when I was about 6 years old and have been here ever since. So I guess it was kind of like more North Stockton, like over by Lincoln Center area. Just kind of grew up in there. And when I was probably about a teenager, I'd, you know, take the bus to the mall and things like that. And
oh, yeah.
So got to know the community a little bit more by exploring through bus rides and stuff like that. And now I'm exploring downtown as best as I can with, you know, since we moved in 2020, you know, my position at Parents by Choice has just allowed me to kind of go to other businesses and just, you know, walk around and get a better feel for the city.
Yeah, I love that. I love working downtown because there's so many great places to go to lunch.
Oh, yes.
However many days a week I decide to. Yeah, it's great. And so how about you, Rochelle? What's your Stockton story?
My Stockton story is, you know, I was living in the Bay Area. They were raising the rent on us and it pushed us to look over here, and I'm so happy that we're here. Stockton has opened up so many opportunities for us. I feel like because Stockton kind of has that bad rep, the community does a great job of really sticking together and wanting Stockton to become a better city for our kids. And I feel more sense of a community here than I did in the Bay Area, truthfully. And so that's my Stockton story. I just moved here about 2 years ago.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So, thank you. Yeah.
Yes. And I actually love that Stockton story because we hear that so often, that we're a big city. There's no doubt about that. The 11th largest city in the state, you know, 320,000 people. But I feel like, you know, we're the smallest big town in the valley sometimes because we do have that sense of community because we have been the underdog for so many times, you know.
Yeah. You know what? My whole family, all of my friends, they're like, stay away. Don't go. And we were like, well, we don't have a choice. It's the only place we could afford right now. And I'm so happy that we're here. I think every city has like bad pockets, but I've experienced nothing but great things from Stockton. I'm so happy to be here and have my business here and have my kids here. It's amazing.
We love awesome. To hear it.
Yeah. Bottle that. All right. So Let's start with Rochelle this time. So tell us a little bit more about your business, Makers Made, and how you got it started and what would someone find there?
Yeah, so Makers Made was basically started because, you know, I still do have a little business called Hella Succulent, where I was making like plant arrangements and little crafts. And then I decided I wanted to open up a store. And I was looking all night on, what is it called? LoopNet?
LoopNet for a retail spot. Yep.
So I was looking all night on that. And then I found this beautiful building with like the sky roof. And I was like, that's the one, that's where I want to go to. So the next day I called and I took a tour of it. I fell in love with it. And I decided, you know what, maybe we should turn this into a business that uplifts all small businesses who are underrepresented and give them a brick and mortar to sell their products. And not just with my plants and crystals, but with everyone who hand makes their things here in the local area. So that's how we started.
So how many vendors or local makers and artisans do you work with there?
We have almost 50. It's always ranging it's always going up and down around 50. So it's amazing.
What can you not find? I mean, like, how much variety do you have? Is it a little bit of everything? What kind of stuff?
We have a little bit of everything. So we have candles, we have jewelry, and all different kinds of jewelries, like wired wrap crystals. We have clay. We have beads. We have so many different things. We have sewn. What are those called? Stoles.
The like bib things.
Yeah, they're like the graduation stoles.
Oh,
those are made by my Moochies. She is so popular during like graduation time.
Nice. Hey, it is graduation time right now, so there you go.
Yeah. What else do we have in there? We have a lot of plant arrangements. We even have like little croc charms, tumblers, shirts, paintings, drawings. We have greeting cards. We have a little bit of everything.
I love that. That's the best kind of shop when you're like, you know, buying a hostess gift or buying a birthday gift or whatever, because at least you can walk in and you're like, oh, my money's all staying, like going to a local artist or whatever. Yeah. You're not just buying something that cost $1 million to get shipped here from overseas.
You know what? 20% of our sales goes to Parents by Choice.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's a great segue.
Good segue. So,
Stephanie, tell us about Parents by Choice and your new location in downtown Stockton.
All right. Well, Parents by Choice started in 2006 as a foster care agency, and it's just grown tremendously since then. We now have a positive parenting class that helps, you know, parents in the community, even outside of Stockton. And the classes are free, so anyone can take them and all of that. And it just kind of gives you a little bit more like tips and tools on different parenting styles. Then we've got, you know, mental health programs. We have a transitional housing program that assists with youth in foster care aging out of the system, so that 18 to 21 years old, 18 year olds are kind of like, okay, you're out on your own now, and we've given them a place that, you know, they can still have a support and all of that stuff before they're really out on their own.
Yeah.
And we've just recently started a youth workforce program, which helps give youth between ages 16 to 31 a job. And so that's kind of why we have, you know, Plaza Perks, and we've got Main Street Gifts, and we're opening up a kitchen here soon, and, you know, they're able to have jobs in those areas.
Ooh, tell us about the kitchen. What do you mean you're opening up a kitchen soon?
So the kitchen is actually called the Kitchen at Plaza Perks.
Cute.
So all of the hot foods that you're used to, like the grilled cheese, the breakfast burritos that you would get at Plaza Perks will
That's
be going
what I
over
had.
There.
Breakfast burrito. I was like, I knew I had something there before.
It's amazing. but we're also going to be doing like pizzas and chicken strips, hamburgers, a little of everything. Also a frozen yogurt.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And that's going to be workforce development oriented too, right? Aren't you going to use the clients you serve to kind of get them on the job kind of training? Is that kind of the model of that?
Yeah. So we train them in like the kitchen, the register, things like that to help give them those job skills.
Honestly, that's so smart too, because I've been at Plaza Perks like around 11:30 or 11:45, and there must be a school nearby that gets out, because that building is cracking at lunchtime. I bet you could sell 500 chicken strips a day that place. There was so many kids in there. I was like, oh my God, what is happening? And I was like, oh, this is like, it's a very cool building. It's a plaza, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so it, you know, you enter and all the businesses face inside into a communal area. And it's like, it's like three or four stories. And so it's cool. It kind of builds like an inside mall kind of communal feel in there. So yeah, it's definitely a third place for a lot of people. I would think there's a lot of, you know, like a safe space in that building for people to be hanging out. So I really it. It's cool. Very cool. What led to this partnership between Plaza Perks and Makers Made in order to come up with the Main Street Market?
Yeah, so basically I was talking with Tony and I told him, Tony, we should have a market. We should shut down the street and have a huge market. And he was like, okay, tell me what I have to do or what? How do I get started? And I told him, I said, I'll find all the vendors. You do all the paperwork.
Perfect.
And he was like, okay, sure. And, you know, he has more of the manpower and the volunteers who would come and help support the market. And so it's been really great. And that way, the market will bring people to come and shop in the whole courthouse plaza and support everything that's inside of there.
Oh, that's cool. So when the market's happening, the plaza, the stuff inside the plaza stays open too.
Everything Excellent. Is open. The arcade is open. The cafe is open. All of the gift shops are open. And it gives a chance for people to see it, because Monday through Friday, we close at 5 p.m. So people who are trying to come to the Courthouse Plaza who are not in downtown Stockton don't really get a chance to. So this is their chance to come and see us.
I like it.
All right, so we are in the month of May, and you've already got one market under your belt. But let's let everybody who's listening know when and where this market will be held. And so who wants to talk about that?
So the Main Street Market will be held every second and fourth Tuesday of May, June, and July. And it'll be from 4:30 to 8 p.m. So just as soon as you guys are getting off of work in downtown Stockton, it'll be open and ready to go.
I love an evening market, because most of the markets, you know, are like our downtown farmers market. I think that opens at 5:30 in the morning. So I have never been to that because I just can't. And Wes told me, he's like, if you don't hit up that market first thing, like people are down there at the crack of dawn, like buying stuff. So it can, you know, it can be kind of picked over by the time if I tried to roll up at 9 o'clock or something. Mm-hmm. So I love an evening market. So I think that's very cool.
One of the conversations we have a lot about downtown too is that we have a lot of people that work down here. And I think it's just a great opportunity to, you know, when all these buildings empty out, go support local businesses before you head back downtown or up north or wherever you live. I think it's just a cool thing to be able to, you know, get off work and let's all head down to the Main Street Market. So what are the hours again on that?
4:30 to 8:00. And so it's a good time too, because then you can shop and then there's local food and all that stuff that you can eat.
Yeah. So you get off work, you head to the Main Street Market, you do some shopping, then you either go support a business that's inside the Courthouse Plaza, or you support a local business that's nearby in downtown Stockton, mm-hmm. or maybe there's an event that you can also do. So no, I think it's going to be really cool. And how's this process been getting it all together? Cause you know, we do events and we know that can be fun. So how has it been so far? Are you getting a lot of support from the downtown community for this event?
I think the first year it was a little bit challenging because it was new. People were unsure about it. But this year we've had a lot of support from the downtown community.
Heck yeah.
We've had other partners join us. And I think Rochelle's getting a lot of vendors this time. So, yeah.
No, that's awesome. It's anything. The first year is crazy. We hosted Stockton Flavor Fest for our first year last year, and you're just like trying to tell everyone, like, I promise it's going to be cool. Like, I swear we can do it. So Flavor once you have a year amazing. Under your belt, oh, thank you. Once you have a year under your belt with anything, you're like, oh, I actually have the receipts to show, like, we can pull this off or whatever. So
yeah.
I'm glad it's a easier process this year for sure. And this might be a Stephanie question too. So what has the impact been like for the event that you've like seen in the Stockton community?
I mean, the amount of support that we've been getting is a huge impact for us. And I think even like during the week, people are more aware of the Courthouse Plaza and that there's stuff going on inside. And so they're, you know, coming into the building. Whereas before it was just kind of this empty shell. And so we've had to like build it up. So I think that's kind of, you know, another huge impact. And then, you know, we've had a lot of community partners just throughout the year kind of assist us, not just the Courthouse Plaza, but Parents by Choice as well.
That's awesome. That's what you can hope for, is year-round partners for stuff. Yeah, love it.
So Rochelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about the variety of shopping opportunities or retail vendors that we will find at this market?
Yeah, so you'll find a lot of different vendors there. We have, first with food, Grajeda's Mexican Grill. We have Kona Ice. We have Agua Frescas. We've also partnered with Tony Fields, who does the farmers markets at the mall here. Mm-hmm. I think it's at Weberstown.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so he has a lot of his vendors coming. So we're trying to get some farmers there too with some fruits and vegetables. We have someone doing hot dogs. As far as crafts go, we have our clay earrings, we have thrifted clothes, we have plant arrangements, body butters, scrubs, lotions, oils, essential oils, so many different things by our local artists.
That's awesome. I love that it's not just artist vendors. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love an artist market, but to have like a full circle, like you'll have some farmers, you have some food, like I think that makes for a really robust like market experience. So that's cool. And yeah, we used to work with Tony. He did a market for a while down on the Miracle Mile during COVID. So we kind of got to know him out there. And so that's cool that you guys are partnering with him too. What a fun time.
Yeah, I want to actually go back on what I said, that we're only open Monday through Friday, because we're not. We're open Monday through Saturday.
Oh, in the building? Yeah.
Yeah, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. So a lot of people don't know that we're open on Saturdays, actually.
There you go.
Well, that's a good opportunity to hit that downtown Stockton Farmers Market under the Crosstown Freeway early and then go support Rochelle in the Courthouse Plaza. See,
there you go.
That's right, we got it all tied up. So, Stephanie, why don't you tell us a little bit, like, so we go to the market, we support all of the great vendors there, but then we have this weird urge to play video games. So can you tell us where we could do that at?
Absolutely. So inside the Courthouse Plaza, we've got what we call the Underground Arcade, and it's only because it's in our lower level of the Courthouse Plaza. All of the arcades are free except for a few that have like ticket stuff. So you can do the ticket thing and you have prizes that you can get using those tickets. But for the most part, the arcades are free. And we're actually going to be opening up our Nerf Zone as well during the market.
Sweet.
So, you know, if people want to come and play, you know, some Nerf guns and have a Nerf fight and stuff like that, we have an area for that as well.
So how many video game machines do you have, and what kind of, like, is it the classic like Pac-Man, Galaga, or what do we see down there? What kind of stuff we got down there?
Yeah, so we've got a ton of video games. It keeps growing every time I go down there. But there's Pac-Man, there's some racing ones, there's the ones where you throw the basketballs into the hoops. There's a little roller coaster one for the little Sweet. Ones, some shooting games. A little of everything.
And so on this Nerf thing, because this sounds like an interesting team building opportunity for us. how many of these Nerf devices, guns do you have? And what kind of area do you do this Nerf activity in?
So we've got, I don't know how many Nerf guns, but again, that one keeps growing as well.
Sounds like someone in the building can't stop buying toys, and the wife or husband is like, can you take this somewhere else besides our house? Why don't you take that to work?
No, it's Parents by Choice's executive director, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
he's a big kid at heart. So all of this is his vision. So, you know, he keeps going to yard sales and stuff like that. And people are giving him Nerf guns to add to the Nerf zone and stuff like that. So we provide the Nerf guns. We provide the Nerf darts. We've got goggles for the little ones. You know, adults can wear the goggles, too, if they want. But, you know, it's more protection for the little kids.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
And we also rent it out for birthday parties on the weekends and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you guys wanted to do a team building activity, he would definitely be open to it.
I don't know. If I would love
to see that.
Can we drink wine in there too? Yeah. That's our other favorite team building activity. Yeah. Oh, God. I love it. All right. So whoever wants to answer can answer this. Is there anything new this year at the market compared to last year?
Yes, there is something new this year compared to last year. Last year, we shut down one street. This year, we're shutting down four.
Oh, my gosh.
We are shutting down four.
Are you making an X or something?
We're making a whole X. Heck yes. Yeah. So we need all of Stockton to come and support, because, you know, this is something that we're throwing for the city. And we always hear, oh, the old Stockton, the old. Okay, well, come.
There's nothing to do in Stockton.
Yeah.
No, there's so much to do. There's so many people out here, like I said, such a close-knit community that wants to build Stockton. So here we are providing things for you guys, and come out and come mingle.
Yeah, and you know it's not cheap to shut down a street. So
it's not.
It is not cheap. Yeah. No. Okay, sweet. Yeah. So a much larger footprint than before. So that is awesome, which must mean there's many more vendors, which is awesome too.
So with the bigger footprint, we've actually partnered with Laz Parking, who has paid for the closure. And they're also giving us 100 free parking vouchers. So the Koi Garage and the Market Garage will also be available for parking that night. And we can give out free parking vouchers to the first 100 guests for each market.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That is very cool.
Well, yeah, totally.
So when we talk about the market, is there other activities? Do you have any entertainment or anything else that you're looking to integrate into the future markets this year?
Well, we do actually have the Downtown Stockton Alliance that's partnering with us this year. And so they have what they used to call Jazz on the Plaza. Yep. So they're bringing that over to our event and doing it right underneath the Bob Hope Theater.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's super cool. Have all the Adirondack chairs set up out there and whatnot. That'll be awesome.
No, and they're a great partner to have when you have special events. They're a great resource. I mean, we all know, we all work with the Downtown Stockton Alliance a lot, but I'm glad to hear that you guys have partnered up too, because we all want to activate downtown more and provide more stuff for our, not only our, you know, residents of Stockton, but I, you know, part of me goes back to what I said before, is all those folks who work downtown and they just, you know, they're so quick to get in their cars and leave downtown. And it's just a great opportunity twice a month to support and have a little fun in the downtown core.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So the last question, and Rochelle, you can start this one. Where is your favorite place to take someone when they're visiting you from out of town here in Stockton? And you cannot say Maker's Made or the Main Street Market, Plaza Perks, or the Underground Arcade.
Okay. My favorite place to bring someone out of town is, there's this beautiful walking path in my neighborhood, and it goes like by the 99 freeway all the way across Stockton. And I love riding bikes on it and going under the bridge and over the bridge and seeing all the nature here and the birds and the squirrels. And yeah, that's my favorite place to go. My second favorite place to go to is Oak Grove.
Awesome. I love it up there. Great place to picnic. And if you play disc golf, there's some cool stuff to do up there. Or you could just, well, I don't know if you're supposed to feed the geese, but I feel like everybody feeds the geese there because they're pretty much year round. So
you can fish at Oak Grove Park. Don't they have like boats you can take?
Yeah, they have. Well,
they
used to have paddle boats, and I don't know if they brought those back, but they do the fishing derbies there each year. Yeah, you can fish there.
I love it. Rochelle's our nature girl. That was the most nature-y answer we've gotten. That's because you were in the Bay Area before, so now you get to enjoy nature. So there you go. What about you, Stephanie? Where's your favorite place to take someone visiting you from out of town?
Well, I'm a foodie. Taking them to various restaurants, especially like things that they've probably never tried before, like Papa Herbs. It's kind of a different type of food. It's Filipino food with a twist. You know, just various restaurants and stuff like that, whether it's in downtown Stockton or Trinity Parkway.
So, yeah. Love it. Papa Herbs downtown too. That's one of the lunch spots for all of us. So we love to see it. Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today, Stephanie and Rochelle, and teaching us about Makers Made and Parents by Choice and the Main Street Market. And so again, for everyone listening, the market, they just had their first market of the season. So it is the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month from May through August. So be sure to go out there and support them and support the local makers and the local food and go to the arcade and bring your friends and enemies to the Nerf battle in the basement and just have some fun. So thank you again. And now we are going to head to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment.
Thank you, Amy. Stockton is a city fueled by a diverse and interconnected community. Like many American cities, immigrant cultures have experienced an uphill, unfair battle being accepted in their communities. In Stockton, our Asian communities, primarily of Filipino, Chinese, and Japanese descent, have faced their share of prejudice, injustice, and near exile from the city and county. To honor the progress our community has made, here's a look back at what Asian communities faced in the past. Chinese immigrants made their way here during the Gold Rush, with many deciding to remain here. By 1850, Stockton had become a primary center for Chinese immigrants. However, over a few decades, residents of Stockton would take issue with the Chinese in Stockton. In 1880, an anti-Chinese public meeting proposed creating devilishly uncomfortable city ordinances towards the Chinese, ordinances that would force them to self-deport from the city. Those included no open cooking, no operating laundries, no fishing, no ethnic hairstyling, no Chinese children attending white schools, no interracial marriage, and heavier taxes on Chinese minors. In 1886, after many appeals, the case reached the Supreme Court, where these ordinances were deemed unconstitutional and terminated. At the following 4th of July parade, Chinese immigrants were invited to be featured in it. As a celebration of their victory and show of prideful solidarity, the Chinese made their presence felt by presenting two orchestras, Chinese men dressed as ancient warriors, and a woman warrior in full military gear on horseback. Filipino immigration began early in the 1900s after the Philippines' Declaration of Independence was stripped in the Philippine-American War. By the 1920s, Stockton became their hub. South of Main Street would be referred to as Little Manila, where Filipino Americans could feel safe. With the same prejudice that struck the Chinese striking Filipinos, Little Manila provided a barrier for them as they built their own community. By 1930, 45,000 Filipinos lived in the U.S., with 25,000 of them working the crops of San Joaquin County. Then came the construction of Crosstown Highway 4, which would pummel through the middle of Little Manila, as well as Chinatown and Japantown, displacing many in the community. Prejudice toward the Japanese existed since the Progressive Era, where they were referred to as a natural enemy in schools. This bigotry became amplified after Pearl Harbor. Wild conspiracy theories would circulate regarding Japanese, eventually leading to Executive Order 9066, which ordered the immediate internment of all Japanese immigrants in the U.S. Between 110 and 120,000 men, women, and children were incarcerated and relocated to internment camps across the country. Businesses were boarded up, families were split, and lives were forever traumatically altered. While there is still much to do, the influence of Asian cultures have only strengthened Stockton's progression. The Chinese Benevolent Association, Chinese Cultural Society, Filipino American National Historical Society, Japanese American Citizens League, and the Central Valley Asian American Chamber of Commerce all exist today for the betterment of Asian Americans. With these organizations is a multitude of landmarks and staples that promote the beauty and importance of Asian cultures. Spots like the Stockton Cambodian Buddhist Temple, Chung Wah Lane, and the Golden Villas Farmers Market, one of the largest and longest-running farmers markets on the West Coast. Numerous food spots that include Dave Wong's, Misaki, Papa Herb's, and China Place Restaurant provide a full, vibrant Asian flavor to Stockton's cuisine offerings, while annual celebrations like the Lunar New Year, the Cambodian New Year celebration, and the Stockton Buddhist Temple Japanese Food Festival bring all members of our community together. Stockton has evolved into a home for diverse cultures, a place where inclusivity is a key component to Port City's DNA. Learning from our past helps to build a stronger, accepting future, a future of different creeds and colors, a foundation held together by the strength of its people, which includes the influence and resilience of our Asian communities.
That was great. I really liked that. It was a very thought-provoking. Yeah, it was. Did you get this from Ronald Izetti's book, The Competing Voices?
The hint is, anytime I get deep in the history, it's definitely that book. Yeah,
no, that's a great book. If you really want to hear really a good book that addresses Stockton history, but it's not all about the gold rush and all of that. It really goes down to each of the diverse communities here in Stockton and really the good, bad, and ugly of it all. That Competing Voices by Ronald Izetti is a great book.
So, yeah, it's definitely noticeable when you come into the marketing office and you see me book, notes, pen, writing.
No.
Getting deep.
I found there's so much interesting history. I mean, like you just read, which is probably like obviously more than a few pages, but there is some really, really good stuff in there. So no, thank you for sharing that, Anthony.
Very cool. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. All right. With that, we haven't done this in a while, but it is May, baby, and there's a lot of events happening. So we are just going to scratch the surface on some of the things happening over the next couple weeks here in Stockton. So I will kick things off. And Stockton Cruise Nights are back on the Miracle Mile. So starting tonight, which is the third Thursday of the month, Stockton Cruise Nights will be happening on the Miracle Mile. So cars will be parked at La Palma as well as Taps Plastics. And the cruise will start at 6:45 and festivities will go until 8:00. So it's a really fun night to get out, meet your neighbors, walk around, support local businesses on the mile. Places tend to stay open later than normal. And it's a very fun community event. So be sure to go out and show your support.
Awesome. Amy, so what are you doing tomorrow? You know, I feel like there might be an event in tomorrow.
So what am I doing tomorrow? This guy.
So this is the weekend, May 19th, 20th, and 21st are 3 days that we've been looking forward to all year long. And it is the return of Stockton Flavor Fest in downtown Stockton at the Weber Point Event Center. And so Friday is a new one for us. We haven't done Friday before, so we are excited. And I'm going to brush through this quick, but I would tell you, go to StocktonFlavorFest.com for all the information about Stockton Flavor Fest. But tomorrow's hours are 11 to 8, and it's $5 Friday, so you don't want to miss that. We have $5 beer and seltzers throughout the footprint, food tastings, a craft beer experience, all kinds of cool stuff there. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's 11 to 8 on Saturday and 10 to 7 on Sunday. I just can't tell you enough about Stockton Flavor Fest. Lots of live music, craft beer, art exhibits, kitchen demos. Did I mention lots of music? Because we have a main stage and we have the craft beer tent that has singer-songwriters in it. There'll be strolling entertainment. It's just unreal. Oh, and this year, some really good margaritas are joining us. So I would just encourage you to go check out StocktonFlavorFest.com because really, I was going to say, we could devote a whole episode to this, but we did.
That's right. And if, go back and listen to our last podcast that came out 2 weeks ago to get the full scoop about what's happening at Stockton Flavor Fest.
And remember, he said Friday, $5 beer and seltzer. Friday, $5 beer and seltzer.
We talked about this, but I mean, $5 to get in. Like if you work downtown, pay your $5, come in, get your locker of sausage, you know. Sneak a beer and then go back to work. Oh,
bingo! Anyway.
Just don't go back to work. Suddenly you feel ill. Yeah.
Got a little cold.
Oh. All right. I probably have the easiest event to pitch for the next one. So like we talked about this whole episode, the Main Street Market. So the next one will be happening on Tuesday, May 23rd. And like they mentioned, it's from 4:30 to 8. You can catch it right after work. Either you work downtown or you could cruise downtown. They said there's 100 free parking spots in the garages for the first 100 people that get there, which is awesome. So be sure to come down and support them and support the local artists and the local makers in the community. And you can find more about that on their website.
And I have two events. So first of all, I'm a big fan of Taps. You know, they have the, you know, a huge selection of craft beer from Northern California, and they're attached to Wurlow's, if you didn't know, on the Miracle Mile. But they have two events. So I just love both of these ideas. But the first one is Trivia at Taps, and that's every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, you know, it's trivia. We all love trivia. And we all, I feel like, honestly, alcohol is a trivia lubricant for me. I am a trivia master. If I have a couple drinks in me, it nice. Definitely does help. Nice. We play Trivial Pursuit all the time at our cabin. So this is, I'm a trivia nerd. Too much though, then doesn't too much alcohol, then it actually has a counter effect. But we don't need that. So that is on Tuesdays, so 6 to 8. And then Music Bingo. And I really like this. This is every Wednesday at Taps from 6 to 8. And so it's played with music and not numbers. So they play a song and you have to pick the name of the song. So like you have a bingo card with song names on them and they play a song and you have to try to figure out if you have that on your like bingo that. Card. And again, I'm not sure if this goes well with alcohol, but I got to try it out. I mean, I think it could be a lot
sure
of fun.
It goes very well with alcohol.
Yeah. Getting the wrong artist name with the wrong song.
So anyway, those are both at Taps. So check those out.
I think my problem is that I like drinking and energy and competition, but I'm not very good at trivia. But I was always the person who was like, let's go play trivia. But then I was like hand selecting my friends I invited who were like someone who had a history major, like my husband who's really good at music stuff. And I was just more there to like be truly the hype person. Yeah. I like wanted to reap the benefits of it. I'll run the thing up. Like some of them you have to like turn in the paper like to the front of the bar or whatever. But when it came down to it, it was like, and people would always be like, oh, it's an art question. Amy can do it because I like had an art degree. And I was like, dude, I don't remember like who the 17th century artist, like, this is not my bag anymore. But anyways. Music trivia, that could be it. That could be my thing. Or music bingo, excuse me.
Music bingo. Yeah, you would probably do really well at music bingo, yes.
I would too. I like it. All right. So to see all the events on the city's largest event calendar, be sure to check out visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter.
And I want to thank so much Stephanie and Rochelle for joining us today to talk about the Main Street Market and Parents by Choice. Remember, the Main Street Market takes place in downtown Stockton, second and fourth Tuesday, now through the end of July. And as the name implies, it is on Main Street.
All right. For supporting images and insights, be sure to follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. Just stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton. Follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will chat again soon.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.